The House may vote on a continuing resolution to keep your agency running through the end of the year as early as tomorrow. It's on the schedule for tomorrow, but it was on the schedule for last Thursday, and that didn't happen. Issues like military action against the Islamic State and what to do about the Import-Export Bank may be getting in the way of a continuing resolution. David Hawkins is senior editor of Roll Call, and he is keeping a watchful eye on the budgetary outlook in Congress. You may want an optometrist to look at that watchful eye, though. Put some drops in it or something, David.
It's getting a little more clear.
Oh, it is?
I think so.
Well,
in the last few minutes, we got some news.
Will some of the extraneous things go away, David?
What it seems like they are going to do is debate the continuing resolution that was proposed last week, which has a few of those extraneous issues in it, for as short as an hour, probably on Wednesday, and then allow an amendment on the to authorize the arming and training of the rebels in Syria to fight ISIS, with a several hours of debate on that. So the dog, which is the CR, will get debated for an hour, and the tail that's going to wag the dog, which is the authorization to train the Syrian rebels, will get much more attention. But it looks like the House Rules Committee is going to come up with that procedure that I just described tonight. Probably they will sell it to their Republican caucus at their weekly caucus meeting in the morning, and then vote on Wednesday, which would allow the Senate Thursday and Friday to dispose of it.
Sell it, means browbeat / twist arms / threaten, I imagine.
You know, that used to be the calculus, but in this House of Representatives and with these House Republicans, that kind of browbeating and twisting often backfires.
Yeah, but I'm always wary because I see in Roll Call, I think it was the end of last week, Ted Cruz going for one of his pizza meetings with, 30 or 40 members of the House, and that usually winds up being some kind of a situation that's not easy to predict.
That's true. You're right, and so I think some of those people will need to be counseled,
well, or
the right word for it, or browbeaten.
Or ignored, if Speaker Boehner's willing to take some Democrats on it.
That's exactly right. I think that the calculation that many listeners may remember from months ago is a majority of the majority. John Boehner wants to pass every bill with at least a majority of the majority. Doesn't mean everybody. And we are relatively confident that a vast majority of Democrats will vote for this legislation, even if and when it has this language added to it about arming the rebels. So yes, it could be a majority of both caucuses, a rare thing, in which they would agree to both do this narrow aid package and keep the government open till December 11th. That's the magic day.
All right, so that's all wonderful. The House passes it, great. What happens in the Senate?
That's even harder to predict. Way harder to predict in the House, and anybody can try and take it hostage. At this point, the word is that both sides are pretty confident that they can get the Senate to do follow suit. In part because they're the classic calculus that the desire of senators to leave town for the campaign trail and to go home for the Jewish high holidays next week and to campaign, that desire will exceed and the interest of any recalcitrant Republicans, Ted Cruz et al., to try and hold things up.
So the likely scenario here is the House gets to a vote Wednesday, or maybe if the Wednesday debate stretches, it might go into Thursday. It goes over to the Senate side. Senate does something with it Thursday evening or Friday. We have a continuing resolution in place through December 11th, and then they're toast in the garbage until after the election. Is that what it sounds like
that
to
is,
you?
That is exactly what it sounds like to me. And then after the election, the big debate becomes whether to do a so-called year-long CR, essentially freeze, just repass this year's appropriations bills package good through next year, all the funding levels kept exactly in place, which is what many Republican conservatives are wanting to do, or to try and write a comprehensive bill that would have a somewhat bipartisan stamp on it, because it would reflect a Democratic Senate's initial ideas and a Republican House's initial ideas, and get that down in the lame duck. The more strength the Republicans get in the Senate at the polls, the likelier it is that they will be able to try and reopen some of these bills on their terms after the election.
The year-long CR idea sounds like the possible scenario then, given that we're not doing a shutdown or anything, that's probably the worst outcome for agencies, because the numbers, they could do bills with the same top-line numbers, and they could push the top-line numbers, freeze the top-line numbers down as far as they wanted to go, but if there's still room for agencies to get some of their priorities in and move some of the priorities around, that would still give the agency some flexibility. Is there any possibility of that? Do you get any signals that that could happen, that at least the numbers could stay the same to make the Republican leadership happy, but the agencies wouldn't be shackled to a year-old budget resolution?
Well, I think the idea is that once you start moving the number, either way, as you and I and probably many listeners know, either way, the grand total top line is not going to change by more than a hair. It goes from $1,014,000,000,000 in the current year, the year that ends in 2 weeks, down by just $2 billion next year to $1,012,000,000,000. So really, just truly, in federal budget terms, a rounding error. Now, but so the Republicans would say, once we start allowing Congress to reorder priorities and shift the priorities around, that is as good as allowing President Obama to have some victories that we don't want him to have, and he should just be stuck with what we agreed to this year.
Oh, for heaven's sake. Okay. It is what it is, I suppose. You had an experience, though, not too long ago with one of the big players in this, the chair of the Senate Appropriations Committee, Senator Mikulski from Maryland, didn't you?
I did. I had a delightful ride, if brief ride on the Senate subway back from the Capitol to her office in the Hart Building. She was her usual curt and clear and feisty self, and seems asserted during that conversation that she's very confident that she is going to get to write an omnibus bill after the election, no matter what the election results. She says that there will be no interest in trying to postpone this into next year, and that they'll get a real bill, a real omnibus comprehensive package done in December, no matter what happens November 4th.
She's very confident. That's good to hear.
She's totally confident. She said one of her favorite lines from last week. She seems to have a good soundbite every week. Last week it was simplicity. We need to have a simple solution to this and getting this, because simplicity is my new lifestyle. I just thought that was great.
That's a great line.